Youth curfew under question and a death inquest begins this week. Hello, I'm Stephen Clark with the National Indigenous News. The Northern Territory Police Association says it's been told the Alice Springs youth curfew is unlawful. A two-week curfew was imposed on the Central Australian town last week following civil unrest. All children under the age of 18 have been banned from the town's CBD between 6 p.m. and 6 a.m. unless they have a valid reason. Northern Territory Chief Minister Eva Lawler declared an emergency situation in the town, giving police special powers. Police Commissioner Michael Murphy told the ABC they're using the act as intended.
So what we're doing is using all the government assets we've declared the emergency situation to make sure there's a coordinated effort over the next 14 days to remedy the situation, because that's what Territorians and residents of Alice Springs have been asking for, and particularly listening to our workforce, they need help.
An inquest into the death of an Indigenous teenager in a Western Australian youth detention centre begins on Wednesday. And a warning, this story contains the name of an Indigenous person who has died. 16-year-old Cleveland Dodd died in October last year after he took his own life while locked up in one of Perth's maximum security adult prisons. His death was the first recorded death in juvenile detention in the state. An ABC investigation into his death revealed a series of missed opportunities to save Cleveland's life, including revelations that he used an intercom to tell officers he was going to attempt suicide. His mother, Nadine, told the ABC she hopes the inquest brings answers and accountability.
I don't have the chance to grieve for my son because everything that's going on, that's the worstest feeling a mother can go through. But you're heartbroken and grieving and all in silence, you know? When you're going to... When I'm doing this, trying to be strong for Cleveland, for my son, for his justice.
Conditions in Victoria are expected to ease by lunchtime, while a strong upper trough is continuing to impact northern Tasmania. Dean Naramore from the Weather Bureau told the ABC storms are likely to inundate the east coast later this week.
As we move to the end of the week, we could see another upper system reinvigorate the shower and thunderstorm activity through eastern parts of the country, southeast Queensland and eastern New South Wales. So we could see a very wet end to the week there as we see more widespread rain and thunderstorm activity pretty much from Brisbane all the way down to south coast New South Wales from around that Thursday, Friday timeframe.
We'll have more after this.
When someone was sharing intimate images without my permission and threatening me online, I didn't know what to do. One of my aunties told me about the online safety laws and helped me report the abuse to esafety.gov.au. The laws help to keep people safe from severe online abuse and help to remove dangerous online content. Go to esafety.gov.au to learn more or to report online abuse. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra.
Program sponsor.
The federal government has released its new drafted national autism strategy, as new estimates suggest at least 1 in 40 Australians have the condition. Previous estimates indicated around 1 in 70 people had autism. The CEO of Aspect, Jackie Borland, says the leap demonstrates just how common neurodiversity is for Australians.
The increased prevalence doesn't necessarily mean that there's more autistic people than there was before, but it indicates that there's a better awareness about what autism is, and there's an improvement in health professionals' ability to recognise and diagnose the different characteristics of autism.
The estimates coincide with the release of a new government strategy, which outlines ways of improving diagnosis methods across the country. Overseas, the US says they don't want to see innocent civilians being caught in the crossfire at hospitals in Gaza. The comments come after Israel completed a two-week operation at Gaza's biggest hospital, Al-Shifa, leaving behind widespread destruction. An Israeli military spokesperson says its operation targeted Hamas fighters. White House spokesperson Matthew Miller says they couldn't provide a verified casualty count.
We do have the concern that Hamas has been able to re-establish itself in a hospital that Israel had already cleared, and that points to an ongoing challenge for Israel in the way it conducts its operations.
And that's the latest national Indigenous news.
Ted Wilkes from Perth. I'm a Noongar man.
What up? It's your brother man Zimbla, and you are listening to
the National Indigenous Radio Service.
The voices of our people.
Listen online live
at nirs.org.au.
Not sure who to turn to for legal advice?
Want someone who knows what you and your mob need?
And need to find someone you can trust?
call Marawa Law.
They are the nation's leading independent Indigenous legal firm and the legal advisor of choice for government, business and traditional owner groups in the commercial and Indigenous law sector.
They are 100% Indigenous owned and help their clients with the right advice in native title, joint ventures, leasing, property and lots more.
Visit marawalaw.com.au or call today on 07 404 130 88. Choose a law firm that understands you.
Marawa Law, station sponsor.
Little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
What is greatness?
It's doing what makes you feel proud. What feels right for right now.
When you can study hands-on, all in, practical, professional,
personal. When you can learn local and give back to your community, you define your greatness. Find support of teachers who are there for you at TAFE Queensland. Make great happen. RTO 0275.
Station sponsor.
Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on New Dingee Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your say by calls from that daily number, 045-714-0550. That's our mobile number. You can text through as well. I will inform you, we do have telephone problems. Our telephones are down today. So do call us on that number, 045-714-0550, to have your say. Yarn about any topic, all ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. And we can also look at the Facebook page as well, BBM 987 FM. So do check that out. And also like to take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from. And to all our traditional across the beautiful country of ours, welcome Black, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yana Song. All is here on your daily program, National Talk Black. It is your program. It is your vehicle. I'm just driving it. Too easy. Too deadly, Mob. Have your say.
My great uncles were ordinary men. They fought in the First World War, left a wife and children. When the army came to call, they were sectioned at Gallipoli, stood on the Turkish shore. All around so many young faces, some didn't come back at all. When freedom called, those wounded men and women stood tall. When freedom called, oh God, is there nothing left at all? When freedom called,
Arden came from Framlingham. He fought in the Second World War, a full-grown man but not a citizen. He couldn't vote under the law. They sectioned him in Gunditj Mara country on the Western District shore. Drafted as an MP to uphold the army's law. When freedom called, those Gunditj men and women stood tall. When freedom called, oh God, is there nothing left at all? When freedom called. Sometimes those men would sit there quiet, gold drifting in their minds. It seemed to me they could see the spirits of the ones they left behind. They fought for more than just their homeland. They fought for respect, to walk down a road like any other man. Lest we forget, when freedom called, those Mara men and women stood tall. When freedom called, oh God, is there nothing left at all? When freedom called, those good little men and women stood tall. When freedom
comes. My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. You're talking with Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. I'm going to catch up with Deadly Brother, a businessman, entrepreneur. That's Tony Martins, and he's the co-owner and managing director of ATW, Australia Training Works, based here in Cairns and Brisbane as well. On the line, Tony, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. I'm very well. How are you, my brother?
I'm well, my brother. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, our mob is over the range here, Yarrabah Way, Koongangi Mob, and we got our family up there, Kohanyama Way, Kookaburra Way.
All right, beautiful, brother, beautiful. So ATW, Australia Training Works, you're the co-owner, managing director, black man in business. I love talking to black people in business. My brother, give us a bit of background about your business, who you are and what you are. We've had yarns before, but for our listeners out there who don't know who ATW is.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor, for giving me the opportunity to talk about the business. Always good to tell people what we're doing and share what we're doing, particularly as we're heavily focused on improving employment and training outcomes for particularly young First Nations people. So, the business is owned by Australian Training Works. Is owned by my brother Ash and I. We set the business up around 8 years ago. We registered the business. And the whole intention, Trevor, for us setting up the business and moving away from our fairly successful public servant careers was to provide an opportunity for our young people to have a qualification and a job soon after they leave school.
So we're talking about positive outcomes, eh?
Yes, Trev. And, you know, we wanted to stem the tide of having our kids go away to, you know, really good schools, boarding schools, scholarships, and all this investment that goes into our young First Nations students while they're at school. But sadly, a lot of them come back to no meaningful employment or be prepared for a pathway to further education. So we went about setting up what we call a group training organisation. So a group training organisation is the legal employer of apprentices and trainees. We're not a training, registered training organisation.
Mm-hmm.
We're a group training organisation, so we're heavily focused on employing apprentices and trainees.
Okay. So how do you bring people together? Like your what are they? Are they staff or are they students that come to your table?
Well, look, we call them job seekers, I guess.
Okay, job seekers, okay.
In the employment services space, you know, we refer to anybody looking for employment, whether they're a school leaver, whether they're long-term unemployed, whether they're, you know, wanting to start a new career, whatever space they might be in looking for employment, we encourage, job seekers to register with us firstly.
Okay.
I guess the other side of our business is...
So you're like an employment agency, but training people up for getting them job ready, work ready.
Yeah, I guess we're not your typical employment agency.
Okay.
We like to see ourselves as a one-stop shop for employment services, so a solution for job seekers and for employers, and we bring both together.
Good.
And prepare, like you say, yes, to a job-ready workforce for employers.
And when you tell about companies, businesses, what industries and who's at the table with you in regarding employment?
Yeah, look, Kirby, if I can go back and you know, I spoke about this, us setting up the group training organisation.
Yes.
We have to get registered to become a group training organisation. It's a fairly robust compliance process that you have to go through to get registration. So, and you have to do this for every jurisdiction. So if you're working in a different state where you want to set up as a group training organisation in Australia, you have to get registration for that state or territory.
Okay.
So it took us 2 years to get our group training organisation registration in Queensland, but since that time we've employed about 400 apprentices, trainees and Indigenous people, job seekers in our labour hire as well.
Okay.
So across all a various range of industries.
Yes.
Administration, trades, health, IT, information technology, community services. A lot of work we're doing right now is in preparing people for opportunities in the clean energy space.
Okay, yes, which is the way of the future.
Yes.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, so a strong platform in regard to the future. So are we talking white cards? Are we talking driver's license? Are we talking uniforms, setting up resumes? Paint that picture, brother.
Yeah, I guess all of the above, Trevor.
Yep.
Look, we're like I said, an employment services business with a very, very strong focus on, because of who we are,
yes,
on getting our, you know, First Nations mob into employment and training. And
well, black on black, black owned, black operated, black participants.
Yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah. Trevor, and we know that, you know, us working through a cultural framework,
yes,
and providing a service that's targeted at working with First Nations people and families, we're going to get a better outcome. So,
yes,
you know, we spend a lot of time not only in the front end getting our mob into jobs, but a very big, very, very important part that we do is what we call the wraparound support, or in the employment services space, that's called post-placement support. So
sure,
working with our families,
yep,
working with the person that's in employment,
and
if we, you know, we can even go further than that and bring the community into that space to support that person to get successfully through their employment aspirations.
Okay, fantastic. When we talk about businesses, have we got any black businesses at the table, Tony?
In terms of who we work with,
yeah,
as employers?
Yes.
Yes, Trevor, we work with quite a number of Indigenous businesses and quite a number of, you know, very innovative, large support businesses out there. You know, for example, and I don't think he'll mind me mentioning this.
No, please.
We've become one of Adam Goods's partners.
Okay.
Through
fantastic.
His Indigenous defence.
I will interest. Say, pardon the pun, but kicking goals there, brother.
yeah, no, it's a good partner to have, big partner, and he's a deadly partner to have.
Yeah,
so.
Good,
look,
fantastic.
We've got a really strong relationship with Adam and his team.
Yes.
Very supportive of us through his, what he calls as his Indigenous Defence Infrastructure Consortium.
Yes.
So Adam has a very strong interface with the Department of Defence, Australian Government.
Yep.
And Adam brings opportunities for First Nations businesses like ourselves to be part of the supply chain for defence-related contracts, either with the Department of Defence itself or with the Defence Tier 1 contractors. So, for example, we've now moved into New South Wales.
Yep.
And we're working with, you know, through Adam's relationship with us and the Department of Defence.
Mm-hmm.
Toll are a big Tier 1 contractor that works for Defence.
Yes.
So we've got trainees and apprentices going through and doing traineeships like warehousing and logistics management with Toll.
Yep.
Another partnership that we formed through Adam's IDIC relationship is with Boeing. We've got a trainee sitting at the Sydney Airport working with Boeing in administration, young First Nations girl. And, we're dealing outside of that with some other big partners as well, not necessarily linked to Adam, his Fuji Film in New South Wales as well.
Yes.
So, providing technicians for Fuji Film. But you asked about Indigenous businesses and any other Indigenous businesses sitting at the table. That's a good example there on a bigger scale.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah.
Well, it's about joining the dots and here we are talking culture and we're talking art, but we're talking black people in business and preparing themselves for a job, if not career pathway. And you've got to be pretty excited about that, Tony, when you're talking about, they say the best exercise for your heart when you're bending down and lifting somebody up. If you are helping brothers and sisters look up and have a vision for their future, that's got to be more than all the money in the world, brother.
Oh, look, Trevor, this is what makes us get up every morning and come to work, you know.
Yeah.
And I must say that when I get up in the morning and come into my office, I don't feel like I'm coming to work.
Yeah, exactly.
I feel like I'm coming to help our mob and lift our mob up, like you say.
Mm.
And having a job, getting employment and, having an income through that is one of the most important things that you can have in your life.
Exactly.
Along there with your health and those sorts of things. But if we can help more people, get a chance, particularly to be able to participate in the economic prosperity of this country through having a job,
that's
what we want to do. But, I'm fortunate enough that I've got a really, really passionate, committed team that are just very, very focused on raising the bar for our mob and getting the best opportunities we can through employment and training.
And brother, you've been a deadly black man and strong with culture as well. Culture's got to be at the table as well, because we're talking about educating our mob and empowering them. But you could say living in a white man world, but both feet in both camps, one in culture, one in economy or the white man world. And that in itself is a strong foundation for a black person to succeed, yeah?
Yeah, look, and Trev, look, if I can give a big shout out there for industry and employers have a real strong intention out there right now to employ more First Nations people. What I'm finding is that employers are understanding that, to have better success and outcomes with employing First Nations mob, there needs to be a cultural fit within their organisations.
Yes.
And having an Indigenous business facilitate that for them and assist with them with how to embed that in their systems is something that we're seeing and we're really excited about that.
Yeah, powerful, powerful, my brother. So you got office here in Cairns. Your co-owner partner, which is your brother, Ashley, he heads up the Brisbane office. Are they your two offices you got?
Yes, we've got Cairns and Brisbane. Mm-hmm. You're right there, Trev. We've got a small office in Rockhampton.
Okay.
That's quite fluid that we crank up when we have opportunities down that way.
Okay.
There are quite a number of opportunities coming our way through in that central Queensland area, particularly around Gladstone, in that clean energy space.
Yes.
So we're going to be having a more active presence there.
Mm.
We're very excited about this. We've just partnered with an Indigenous, 100% Indigenous owned business.
Mm.
That's in the employment services space in New South Wales.
Okay.
And shout out to Chris Whitfield, our employment coordinator down in New South Wales, proud Kamilaroi man.
Good.
Has set up our new office in Wollongong.
Wollongong.
To take charge of our New South Wales operations.
So, brother, we're talking Cairns, Brisbane, Rocky, Wollongong. You're becoming like a franchise, a McDonald's, brother. You want fries with that?
I'm more healthier version.
Yeah, thank you, yes.
Yes,
yes, exactly. Look, a beautiful yarn. Tony Martins, thank you so very much. ATW, for those listeners who just joined us, Tony Martins, co-owner and managing director of ATW, Australian Training Works, and talking about his business and expansion, and also talking about looking after First Nation people, getting them work ready, but not only in a JOB, a job situation, but a career pathway. It's good yarning with you, my brother. And look, we live in the same town. We always catch up, and we virtually throwing our pom poms at each other, supporting each other, you know, to what we do. And it's powerful. The old phrase: "High tide rises all ships," brother.
Yeah, no. That's exactly right, Trev. So we're out there to make sure that not only we get best outcomes for our job seekers, but also. We, you know, Ash and I, we've been around for 8 years now.
Yeah.
The Indigenous business sector is only quite new in this country,
sure.
We call it that.
Mm.
So we see ourselves as sort of, you know, trailblazers, if you want to call us that.
Yeah, pioneers.
you know, not in a boastful way, but we're out there to encourage more First Nations people with entrepreneurial thinking that want to get into business or starting in business.
Good.
How can we help? And as you say, how can we? How can all the ships rise when the tide comes in for all of us? So,
well, exactly. And with respect to Adam Goods, we need more black successes out there, but not only on the football field, brother.
Absolutely. Look, you know, we got to, as I always say, Trev. Yeah, you know, our mob love sport right across the board.
Yes.
But you know there are other vehicles to set up livelihoods and futures for ourselves.
Mm.
We have a growing stream of professionals out there right now, and we also have a growing number of tradespeople out there for the likes. And we have our nationally our Indigenous business. Numbers are growing.
Yes.
So we need to be exposing our young people to those sorts of environments as well.
Well, exactly. And then you look at our mob there, once they're trained up and they're qualified, what have you, in the vision in their mind and their heart, it could be going back on country and using that profession in their community, and that raises the community as well, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, people having a good education and having, employment, particularly with a qualification, gives you choices.
It does.
It gives you choices. And if you wished to go back to your community and work within your community and build your community, you have that choice.
Yeah. And you have the qualifications and the motivation.
You've got the qualification, the motivation.
Want to do that. Yes.
If you have the desire to explore, more opportunities abroad, you have the skills, the expertise, and quite often the resources to be able to go and do that if you've prepared yourself through, having that sound sound a foundation of employment.
Yeah. Talk about motivate the motivator, brother. Beautiful yarn as always, Tony Martins. Always good to be yarning with you, Cuss. And my yabba will be talking. We'll be catching up, and coffee, lunch, and dinner, usually with Dad. So, you know, if you bring your father along as well. But always good to yarn with you, Cuss. And thank you for the yarn. And big shout out to your deadly team there, ATW. And a big shout out to your beautiful brother, Ashley, as well, and the work that he's doing in Brisbane, Rocky, and abroad, my brother. But thank you for the yarn, Tony Martins. And we'll talk soon, eh, Cuss?
Yeah, no worries. Can I just say, Trev, before we finish off, watch this space and some of the innovative things we're going to be doing, exciting things around the place.
Good.
And if you're out there looking for employment or just want to come and have a yarn to us, if you're in Cairns here, come on down to our office here at 12 Applin Street and come and have a yarn to us.
12 Applin Street. Now, ATW, you got a web page there, Tony?
We got our website. Yep, it's www.atw-group.com.au.
Okay, fantastic. Lovely. Hope you catch that, your mob. Tony Martins, we'll talk soon, my brother. Big shout out to your team.
Yeah, thank you, Trev. Have a happy Easter. Have a safe one, and we'll catch up soon, brother.
For sure, brother. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Deadly yarn there, Tony Martins, the co-owner and managing director of ATW, Australian Training Works, and look, fantastic, black man in business, entrepreneur, and look, over 400 applicants, I'm talking black people, being trained up and being qualified, all different industry as well, and great that he's hooked up with Adam Good, who's got his own business there in New South Wales, and there's a joint venture happening there as well, and look, it's a fantastic opportunity, it's good yarn, and success breeds success. And look, they said entrepreneur just happened to be black, too deadly. Have you say yarn up strong? Add to the conversation here at National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
2, 3, 4. Here we go again. Dark clouds are rolling in. It's written in your eyes. So let the games begin. I don't stand a chance. The longer that we spend apart. But baby, take it easy, I beg and plead. But you should see that I'm just pouring out my heart. Feels like we've been doing this for so long now. Don't you think it's time I need you? I need you to say yes. Until my very last breath, I give you all I got. Walk with me, take my hand. Soon you see everything. If only you. Let the story begin. I'm choking on my words, one mouthful at a time. You're holding all the cards. Know that I can't read your mind. There's nothing I can say to make you change your view. But baby, take it easy, I beg and plead. Why can't you see that I'm just reaching out to you? We've been driving down this road so long now. Don't you think it's time I need you?
Yeah, deadly track there. That's the story. Busby Maru, and this is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying yarn up wrong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. In actual fact, that number is down. We've got phone problems at the moment, so you can contact us on mobile 045-714-0550 or text through any information or yarns that you have. Also, our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. And you are yarning with the ball. You're on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, a one-hour program, and love delivering our yarns with you, mob. Now, Indigenous Sports Network proudly presents Ngara Yara Noun Healing Ceremony. Look, with that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the event organiser and celebrated ex-AFL player, and that's Nathan Lovett-Murray, and we have Nathan on the line. A very good morning, Nathan. How are you, brother?
Yeah, good, mate. Yeah, appreciate to be here.
Yeah, no, thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob were you from, Nathan?
My name's Nathan Lovett-Murray. I'm from Gunditjmara country down in southwest Victoria, a place called Hayward. And then that's my mother's country. And then on my dad's country, I'm connected to Wamba Wamba and Yorta Yorta, Jutaroa countries as well up in northwest Victoria.
Yeah, beautiful footprint. Thank you, my brother. And look, tell us about this deadly network, this event that you're going, Healing Ceremony. Ngara Yara Noun, is that it?
Yeah, Ngara Yara Noun Healing Ceremony. So that's a Wurundjeri Woiwurrung word for healing. And so they've given us permission to use that word. And we started the event last year. Last year was a tribute for Nikki Winmar's 30-year anniversary for standing up to racism.
Yes.
And we did the event at the Victoria Park where Nikki had played that game. And we did a big healing ceremony for him. And I think we'd only planned for 500 people and we ended up having 3,000 people attend.
Stand back, wait your turn, please.
All the mob come out and turned up and yeah, it was such a significant occasion, you know, for Nikki Winmar and to have him a part of it. There was just, we brought a big mob of his family over from WA and I think we had about 30 past AFL Indigenous players there. We also had the Collingwood captain, Darcy Moore, and the president, Jeff Brown. And it was just a beautiful night. We had about five Victorian traditional dance groups and Uncle Kutch Edwards performed. And it was a beautiful healing ceremony last year, and this year, we wanted to do it bigger and better. And so this year, it's a tribute for the Rumbalara and Fitzroy Stars Football Netball Club. So they're two Aboriginal football clubs that I've been involved with coaching and playing. And I've seen the racism that goes on there, and it's swept under the carpet. And so I wanted to do this healing ceremony in tribute for those two football clubs. And this year we've got 10 or 11 Victorian traditional dance groups that are going to perform a healing ceremony. We've got five music acts, Mel Power, Maylene, Deans of Soul, Uncle Johnny Lovett, and I've even got my daughter, 9-year-old daughter, Harmony Lovett-Murray, performing as well.
Beautiful, brother. And look, when you look at it 30 years ago, for Nikki Winmar, a courageous stand against racism, and here we are in 2024, and racism is still around us, and we need to stamp it out, not only on the football field, in the workplace, in schools. You're not born racist, are you?
No, it's definitely, it's still continuing, and it's, the event's about resilience against racism and promoting healing through ceremony and culture. So, it's important. My message has always been call racism out, see it, call it out, and we need more allies, helping call it out. Indigenous person, you just get tired having to fight and call racism out all the time, and so we need more people calling it out. And there needs to be consequences as well for racist behaviour.
Exactly. Brother, with the Ngara Yara Noun, the healing ceremony, is this the inaugural year or have you been operating for a while? Or paint that picture.
No, the first one was, last year. As I mentioned, it was a tribute for Nikki Winmar. And so with my business, Indigenous Sports Networks, I'm an event sports management company. And, we've only been going for 12 months. And we did the event, and because of the success of last year, we wanted to do another event this year, and this one was a tribute to those Rumbalara and Fitzroy Stars Football Netball Clubs.
Yes, fantastic, brother, and like good people at the table, and renowned people, and clubs and businesses and government come to the table, and like I said, it is a team effort, and we're all in this together, are we not, Nathan?
Yeah, look, we've got some really great sponsors that have come on board. National Indigenous Australians Agency through Minister Linda Burney. They're a big supporter. They supported the event last year and again this year. We've got Victorian Aboriginal Health Service, Collingwood Football Club are also a partner in this event. So they've come on board as a partner to help put this event on. And same with the AFL. The AFL's come on board as a sponsor a couple of organisations like Vic Health and the CFMEU have also come on as sponsors. So, we've got a lot of support. And so, we're really expecting it to be a big day. And we're also going to have some mindful mob healing stores there as well. So, you know, we've got a heap of stalls that are focused on healing and stuff like that. So that's an important part of it as well.
Okay, so can you give us the date and time and that the event's happening, please, brother?
Yeah, it's on Sunday, 21st of April at Victoria Park in Collingwood. So it'll start at 2 p.m. and finish at 6 p.m.
All right, beautiful, fantastic. That's a free event, is it?
Yeah, free community event for everyone to come along and participate in the healing ceremony.
Yeah, beautiful. Hey, look, hats off to you, my brother. Fantastic. And you're still kicking goals there, Nate. So keep doing what you're doing, my brother. And we'll yarn soon, my bro.
Appreciate the phone call and interview.
Yeah, you take care, brother. All the best. Bye, Nate.
See ya.
A deadly yarn there. Nathan Lovett Murray, event organizer and celebrated ex AFL player. Indigenous Sports Network proudly presents Ngara Yajara Noun Healing Ceremony. So that's all happening down there at Victoria Park on Sunday, 21st of April, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. And you have the likes of Mao Power, the Deans of Seoul, Maylene and Yinar, Uncle Johnny Lovett, so, and also, as Nathan mentioned, his lovely 9-year-old daughter, Harmony Lovett Murray, she'll be performing there as well. So a lot of entertainment, but just catching up with deadly people. And look, we are stamping out racism, and that's all facets, whether it be on the football field, in schools, at workplace. Yeah, we need to stand strong, you mob, and stand together. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. And that deadly number here, and don't forget, it's a mobile number. Our phones are down here at the moment at Bumma Bipra. You can call in on 045-714-0550. You can also text on that number, otherwise BBM 987FM. Leave a message there or have you say that way. Too deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
We moved on out of country some years ago. We moved on out of country some years ago. We moved a little further down the track. We came to a place called Roper River. We moved on out of country some years ago. We got lots of friends and family out here. We got lots of friends and family out here. I don't miss the city lights tonight. I miss my beer, tell you right. We got lots of friends and family out here. No more house we left our trolls behind. No more house we left our trolls behind. Oh, what a life, it's a life to live. The river has plenty and it will give. No more house we left our trolls behind. Gospel group, waiting for the money and jumping hoops. We got rock and roll and blues and reggae too. I'm singing this song for you to visit me. I'm singing this song for you to visit me. Well, you gotta get a permit from the NLC. It's a long, long way from society. I'm singing this song for you to visit me.
Gone out of country some years ago.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, CBM 98.7. I
remember the day. Yeah, to Daily Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bumber Rip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can give us a call on that Daily Mobile number, 0457140550. Otherwise, text through your information or your yarns or queries. And don't forget our Facebook page, well, BBM 987 FM. Now, regulations around the use of deep fakes are needed. RMIT cyber security experts warned regulation and awareness are crucial for Australia amid deep fakes use of misinformation on the internet. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up a yarn now with Dr. Sharia Kayser, Lecturer of Information System on the line. Dr. Sharia, good morning. How are you? Yeah, I'm well. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, gotcha.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. So, enlighten us, please. Regulations around the use of deepfakes are needed. So, talk to us about deepfakes first, please.
Yeah, sure. Look, deepfakes are fake images. It has all been around for, you know, many, many years. Like, you know, doctored images where you'd change someone's appearance or, you know, you'd make some celebrity pornographic images. So that has been around for, you know, many, many years. But the recent development of artificial intelligence, more specifically things like, you know, machine learning, what they could do is they can make videos that would look like absolutely real. Like you can... In clear eyes, you cannot really differentiate between what is fake and what is real. Okay. Then that becomes problematic. So nowadays, what's not happening is it's not like, you know, you're stamping an image on top of a video. It's not like that. Rather, in case of deepfake, what they do is they use machine learning technique like generative adversarial network in order to create those videos. And, you know, they can, in every microsecond, what would be the posture, what would be the movement, how the voice would look like. So they create these videos from, say, existing videos available on public domains, such as your social media, or if you're someone is a political person or celebrity, there are lots of videos out there. So they take those videos, dissect it in every microsecond, and then try to create a fake ones that would look like, you know, very real in naked eyes. So it's very difficult to differentiate which one is a real video and which one is a fake video. And it's going all around of, you know, all the popular people, the celebrities and the presidential candidates even.
And then, look, it could be harming to people's reputation. It's a form of defamation on a internet social media type vehicle, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, it has all the potential to do all sorts of damage. First of all, from a personal point of view, it could damage your reputation. Like, a couple of months ago, one of the Taylor Swift images, it got viral of a pornographic image. So, obviously, it had damaged her reputation for any normal person. Or, you know, these are celebrities. And, obviously, a lot of people objected about these being public, and they made complaint, and the images are taken out. But still, it was a couple of hours. So that was a celebrity. Think about a normal person. Like, if the image goes viral, it is very difficult for an individual to make some complaints and make the internet service provider to take them down. But in the meantime, it may get spread within the society or community, and it can do all sorts of damage. Yeah.
Yeah, big time. So we've been talking about regulations around the use of deepfakes are needed. How can we tackle it then? What are the solutions?
Obviously, because the newly introduced, you know, generative AI things like commonly known as ChatGPT or, you know, Bing or all those kind of technology, they are now readily available to everyone. And although it may sound very complicated, like, you know, how to generate a deepfake, you just search on YouTube and it's going to probably take you a couple of hours to make one by yourself. So it's as simple as that. So that's why it's really important for us to all the parties to come together. EU, European Union, they are at the forefront of the fight. They have recently approved the legislation to control the use of artificial intelligence and to monitor. So it's, you know, it's not only the users. We have to make sure that all the stakeholders are involved in this. So that means the government agencies, the developers of AI, the application developer, the user. So everyone is kind of involved, and we do need a regulation to govern the deployment, the use, and the development. So all together, that how we can govern this. So EU is, European Union is at the forefront of it. Australia, in the United States, they have already passed the Bill of AI Bill of Rights. So which is kind of moving in that direction. In terms of Australia, there was a discussion paper that came out last year, and based on that, a couple of stakeholders from, you know, different stakeholders, they have provided their opinions, and the government has provided an initial response. But we do need to move fast, and we do need to make sure that there is a separate legislation around the use of AI. There are, you know, laws like Online Safety Act and so on, that can deal with this, you know, reputational damage of when someone's fake images goes viral, or, you know, what to do with that. But still, it's not really specific to AI, and it doesn't really cover things like, you know, who will be liable if, you know, something goes viral like this. Is it, you know, because in most cases, you cannot find the person responsible who created it in the first place. So it's very difficult to do that. So that's why we do need a law or regulation to govern all the things together.
So it's a team effort, governments, businesses, as well as different organisations. We need to work strongly in this area, because it's hard to police, is what I'm saying, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Because you know, within a few minutes, it can go viral. Like, you know, if someone shares, and in many cases, we don't really check the facts, like where the information is coming from. I guess as a user, we also have responsibility of using this social media, and everything that we see online are not true. We do have to realize that. First of all, that's where the personal awareness also comes. Like, the community has to come together as well. Like, if you don't, you know, share some, if you don't check or verify something before sharing, then you can end up, you know, promoting something of which is, which may damage someone's reputation or cause much more harm than that.
Yes, exactly. Look, thank you for shedding some light on this. And please do keep in touch. And thank you very much for the yarn, Dr. Sharia.
Yeah, thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Deadly yarn there, Dr. Sharia Kayser, Lecturer of Information System. Regulations around the use of deepfakes are needed. And cybersecurity experts warned regulation and awareness are crucial for Australia amid deepfakes use and misinformation on the internet. So, yeah, it is a form of defamation and using it on the internet, but it can damage a lot of people's lives and personal life as well as professional life. We've got about 8 minutes left on the program. You can have your say, 045-714-0550. Call the number, send in a text on National Talk Black. One and yarning with the bully one here. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. Too deadly.
Started looking in the mirror, faced my own demons. Had every right to be mad, I had my own reasons. But to take it out on family was a bad feeling. I just wanna pay back my mob with what I was gifted. I just wanna be a good mummy, build my babies a home. Put a crown on my mama and I'll build her a throne. You can't talk about my past cause them days dead and gone. And if you go and bring it up, you must have hate in your soul. And that's real, I just wanna bring it back for a minute. And thank my sister and my mama for my children. Cause I was trapped in addiction and in prison, but they gave me the tools so I could live a little different. Thank my matriarchy and thank my babies for me. I must be a good woman if I birth them seeds. And to be a better woman, I must follow my dreams and give back to everybody who done gave to me. It's a full circle, what goes around comes around. Yeah, I was lost at the start, but my soul got found. And I just wanna be here and make my whole family proud. Do everything in my power to make them all smile now.
The black is strong and powerful.
It and I'ma do better, good karma, yes I'm receiving it. Made it all real cause I was sick and tired of dreaming it. And this life here's a gift, I'm gonna keep on succeeding it. I had to get it out of the mud and make it better.
Grab my babies by the hands and we gon' do this together. Got these tears in my eyes while I write them love letters. And I know I'm not perfect, but I'm never gon' give up. I gotta plant them seeds and tell the truth how it is. I gotta stand up strong and be a mum to my kids. I gotta come back strong and go and face some fears. Cause I was sick and tired of hating on myself all them years. I am powerful and I don't even know the half of it. But I'm whole within my being and I am no longer masking it. Every time I fall, I now look at the stars. Cause dreams are for real, I never lose that spark.
Huh. The black is strong and powerful.
Yeah, that Dilly track, Come Back, and that's Biaka featuring M'Keshia. And this is your Dilly program, National Talk Black, and we've got Tony Gibbs on the line. Tony, good morning. How are you, brother?
Yeah, I'm pretty good, mate.
Good.
Yourself?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. You travelling good, brother?
Yeah, I've been used to painting a new identity thing for her grave. I didn't like going there with nothing there.
Yeah.
Do we know who the council is yet, mate?
The mayor, we don't. They haven't declared the mayor, and Division 2 here in Cairns, and Division 5, they haven't declared yet. I got declared for Division 4 on Saturday, so I'm one of the new council members.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you, my friend. Thank you.
Really, it's nice to hear someone's having a win.
Yeah, exactly. Looking forward to the journey, and... I'm a student at the table, but with an open mind, open heart, and ready to work for the people, brother.
Yeah, you can make a difference, Trev. Hey, listen, I'm still battling for the cemetery. I just tell you, the council shouldn't be spending any more land where we are. I'm going to the cemetery, and there's like 6 inches of water there.
Yes.
And the council, I know that ground better than the council. Them desk jockeys don't know. I'm offering the council a piece of... Let's take a step back and reinstate them aluminium crosses in the ground, because that's the only thing that will be stable in that ground.
Mm.
They shouldn't sell any more blocks in there. My grave is like the bathhole in a park, mate. Yes. They couldn't even go there because it's all like grass, like reeds coming out, and it's a bog, mate. And I want the council to reinstate them crosses, and I won't stop, mate.
Yeah, no, well, you're fighting a good fight, brother, and... it's at the table. I mean, have you heard anything more on it, or have they responded to you?
Council letters are in there, but I had some legal help, but I didn't like the letter they wrote because they said, I can put hers back in on my own. They're separating, dividing. In the news last week was about religious discrimination. This is the biggest racial religious discrimination in this country.
Mm.
It is a big thing to take the cross of an Aboriginal woman's grave.
Yeah.
And with the religious discrimination before Parliament, add racial religious discrimination, and there goes to the
cemetery. That's the ground you're running on, eh, Tony? That's the ground you're running on, aren't you?
Yeah, the council rules are inhuman, mate.
Mm.
Don't worry about that. At present, things can change, and they can have a bit of compassion, have a bit of flexibility, and understand each individual case.
Yeah. Well, okay. My brother, thank you very much. Please keep in touch. We've got the news coming up. We'll talk soon, Tony.
That's good news. You're in, mate.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you. There you have it. Tony Gibbs, having his say, yarn up strong. It's Trinity Trev's about to sign off for today's program, you mob. I'm back in the hospital again tomorrow, and hopefully our phones are up and running. But otherwise, 24/7 text 0457140550 and our Facebook page, well, BBM987FM. To Deadly Mob, thank you for your company. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong.
Shaking cries all around, the earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see.
fine.